98.1 KZE, that's Kathleen Edwards with Mint, whom she has told me in the past. It's actually a song about kissing. That's what she said. Mint. It's a song about kissing. So, you know, next time you hear it, you might figure that one out. And, of course, good breath mint is always a nice thing. Mint, Kathleen Edwards. She's going to be performing at Lark Hall in Albany on September 14th. And we're super excited about that. We love her and her music, and we love Lark Hall in Albany. And joining us right now is our new friend Jennifer Miller from Lark Hall. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Can I call you Jen?
Sure.
All right.
That's great.
All right, cool. Jen, how long have you been with Lark Hall?
Well, my husband and I bought the building in 2018 and set off on our quest to build a music venue for Albany. And, you know, things happened, got in the way a little bit, COVID. Mm. And we ended up opening our doors in 2021.
Mm. Wow.
So it's been a few years.
Have you always been a lover of music?
Always been a lover of music.
Has it always been a dream of yours to own your own music venue?
A dream? Well, yeah. I mean, the reason why we opened it was because we discussed, you know, like bringing more music to Albany, and because that was kind of our goal. So, you know, maybe a crazy dream, but you know, we tell him to do something or ask him to research something, and he goes for it. So,
and who is this he?
This he is Justin Miller.
Okay. Yes. And that is, of course, your partner, period.
Yes, partner and
yes.
Partner.
Partner, period.
Yes.
Well, that's super cool. So Albany, as we discussed earlier before the folks got to hear us talk on air, was once a vibrant mecca of live music. There'd be music on the steps of the Capitol. There'd be music in Washington Park. There'd be music everywhere. And a lot of it was free. A lot of it you had to pay for, and it was worth every cent. Because what you paid to see was just amazing. And slowly, these venues have been disappearing, which is sad. And as we know, Pauly's Hotel, one of the oldest music venues in Albany, is gone. Valentine's, I sadly just discovered by Jennifer that it's gone. It's an apartment building. There used to be two floors of music at the same time, almost every day. Gone. So we have Lark Hall, and that's a good thing. Is there any other places to go, Jen?
Oh yeah, there's lots of places in Albany to go.
Cool.
You know, Lark Street is having a little bit of a resurgence musically. Besides us, you know, we have Lark Tavern does some stuff.
Oh yeah,
They're doing a little music festival in their parking lot in September, and you know, Hi-Fi down the street, they do some live music here and there.
Cool.
I think people like to do, you know, during First Fridays, which is this Friday, do some music outside. But, you know, we have Ophelia's down on Broadway, and we also have The Hollow as well. And, you know, Palace, MVP, The Egg when it reopens.
Okay. So there is a lot of good nightlife and places to go in Albany. Now, Lark Street and Lark Hall, where it is it's always popping. There's always something to do. You have record stores, you have ice cream shops, and you have cool places to drink and eat, which is always awesome. And what is the exact address of Lark Hall?
We're 351 Hudson. We're right on the corner of Lark and Hudson, so it is one of the major major corners of Lark Street. And yeah, it's popping.
Now, Lark Hall has just been recently renovated, and you have all kinds of amazing equipment featuring state-of-the-art sound. You got new lighting and projection systems. I was there not that long ago before Sierra Ferrell blew up, and I saw Bella White and Sierra Ferrell at Lark Hall, and it's an amazing venue. The minute I stepped in the doors and got to the venue. Shovels and Rope was playing on the sound system, and we were all in a great mood and ready for a killer show, and it was delivered. I love the proscenium on the stage. It's all like a music box of sorts, and you can just enjoy a great show. There's an awesome balcony, which is limited in seating, but it has its own bathrooms and its own bar, which is cool. And the downstairs is general admission, mostly, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Do you have seats in there at all for seated shows?
It really depends on the show. If they come in wanting a seated show, we make it a seated show.
Okay, cool.
Otherwise, it is a general admission show, typically. I mean, that has to do with tickets and revenue for the artists. And our bottom line is that, you know, we're paying artists.
Yeah. Well, it's a treat to go there and be a part of the action. The sound in there is super awesome.
Yeah, it really is. It's
you
it's
hear
perfect.
It in every space of the building.
Yeah, shout out to Stan Dennis, Dennis right. Entertainment, who put all the sound in. I mean, he spent hours dialing it in, so it's just perfect. And you know, the sweet spot is really right by the merch table in the back. But There's no bad place to stand.
I've noticed that personally. Yeah. There's no bad dead spot. There's no dead spots, which is, you know, very cool. Sometimes in venues, the sound is focused directly forward from when you're looking at it, and it misses some of the corners. But at Lark Hall, it's all sussed out, so the music bounces to the places where you are.
Yep.
And that's what I love.
Yeah, just two Danleys and two subwoofers. It's pretty simple, yeah.
Yep, and well, you know, that's all you need. Simple is good.
Yeah, and great sound engineers, sorry.
Well, that makes it, of course, work really well. And that is super important because they know how to caress
the
equipment. Now, what are you looking forward to that's coming up on the schedule, Jennifer?
Oh, boy, there's so much. I mean, we have Kathleen Edwards, you've already mentioned. Hooray the Riff Raff. Next week, we have a new band coming through that's kind of on the upswing, Improvement Movement. Really great music. If you're not doing anything next Thursday, come on by. We have a lot of free music down at the 11, which is our, we opened that a couple years ago. So we do a lot of local music free most Fridays and Saturday nights. We have about 45, 50 shows this fall down there.
Wow.
DJ Mark Brownstein from the Disco Biscuits is DJing at the end of the month.
Wow.
Down there. So we, you know, we try to pack it in. Obviously, the fall goes by fast for us.
Brownie is DJing in
the 11. Yep. He's done that once before.
How cool.
It's so cool. We have such a good time. He's such a, you know, great guy. So
he's a funny gentleman.
Sure is. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And I also see that you have Jonathan Richman.
Richman. Yep. There's so many. I forget because there's so many.
Well, what goes on at First Fridays?
First Fridays is a citywide initiative to kind of bring art and music to the city. We have music most Fridays anyway, but you know, we have an artist as well, so they set up in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
This first Friday, we also have an artist outside and a vendor outside. So we try to you know, pad it a little bit more with more local businesses getting seen.
Well, that should be great.
It's always fun.
Yeah, Kathleen is playing Sunday, September 14th, and on Monday, Hooray for the Riff Raff is going to be there on September 15th. So those are just a couple of the highlights that are coming. And Wednesday nights is Swing and Blues Dance Night. Now, how's that going?
It's going pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, it's the Linda closed, as you're aware.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came to us and asked us to see if we were interested in some of their programming. And, you know, I think things like that are really important for the community. So we agreed to take that on. We're also bringing in Rockmon Records, which is, you know, listening to Chuck talks about an album and then you listen to it together. So super cool idea.
That
he's been
cool.
doing that for a very long time at Cafe Lena. And he did it at the Linda. So he's going to be bringing that to us, which cool. I'm so excited about.
Oh, that's great.
Wealth of knowledge, that man. A wealth of knowledge.
Now, I wish there was somewhere a little closer to us that offered something like that. So I guess it's worth to take a car ride to Lark Hall in Albany on a Wednesday night.
Of course.
You can throw down your best dance moves and hear some of the finest jazz and blues ensembles that Albany has to offer. And I know, like, a lot of very talented cats would love an opportunity to play on a Wednesday night. So I'm sure you get some amazing artists that are playing for your dancing entertainment. And it's like, yeah, I'll come out and play. I'd rather do that than sit at home on a Wednesday.
Sure.
So why not support them and go out and dance?
And it's really not that far. I drove here this morning, so it was a quick drive.
Yeah, it's really not far from anywhere. Yeah. Albany is the capital of Earth, almost, besides New York City. Well, you know, it is the official capital, and it's an important place to be and go. And Lark Street is charming as well, in general. And Lark Hall is a destination. So you can actually have a great day and see all the sights in Albany. Check out maybe the State Museum and hang out and eat ice cream, buy a record, and then go see a show. And I suggest you visit LarkHallAlbany.com and find out who's playing. Do you have social media that we can like and subscribe and support?
We do. It's all Lark Hall Albany. Yep. Lark Hall Albany is our official,
moniker to find you.
Yes.
Well, perfect. And I look forward to coming up there in the near future. I think I'm going to be up there a couple nights in September.
I sure hope so.
On a Wednesday, and I may be there on a Sunday and a Monday. And there's a whole bunch of other great shows that are coming up. And keep up the great work, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We love Lark Hall, and we want to see you grow and explode. So we'll do our best to try to get people up there to check out some live music. And folks, support live music. Keep on KZE and go visit Jen at Lark Hall. Are you there at nights?
I'm there every night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think I live there. So, yeah, there's that.
All right. Well, I'm going to come up and ask for Jen.
Perfect. Thanks. You'll see me.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Once again, our guest, Jennifer Miller from Lark Hall in Albany, LarkHallAlbany.com. And don't miss Improvement Movement with William Wilde on September 11th, Kathleen Edwards September 14th, Hooray for the Riff Raff on September 15th, and Monkey in the Crowbar at the 11 for free on Friday, September 19th.
Not to be missed.
Not to be missed. Thank you for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, and big thanks to Jennifer Miller, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Have a great day.